Maseches Avos in Perek Gimel is very critical of an individual that Chachmasa Maruba Memasa. He possesses a certain sense of Chachma, but what he knows doesn't correspond to that which he does. And the Moshel of the Mishnah is, imagine that you have a tree which has an abundance of foliage, but very, very shallow roots. The Chassid Yavetz has a separate sefer called Or HaChaim in Perek Beis that writes that that Moshel of the Mishnah is something that is very, very striking. There Chassid Yavetz writes that quite tragically that he lived through the time of the Spanish Inquisition, and he witnessed something that he thought was stunning. The Amei Ha'aretz were Mosunef. They gave up their life L'man Hashem. And those were perceived to be individuals who somehow were almost superior, that they had Chachma, they were able to justify. They were Moreheter, not being Mosunef for Kiddush Hashem, but rather giving in to every attempt and every temptation that they had. And he wondered, how in fact is that possible? He claimed that when you look in that Mishnah, that's exactly the meaning of. If you have a tree, for example, that has very shallow roots, it's not that the tree cannot survive. The tree can survive if it has limited foliage. If the roots are shallow, but the weight of the tree is somewhat limited, each one can balance the other. But imagine if you have a tree where enough of merubim, it has significant foliage, and the roots are shallow, the foliage, which typically should be to one's betterment, it will become detrimental. What was meant to be an asset will become a liability. And therefore, the Chassid Yavetz writes that that was true in that sense as well. That Chachma should be something that allows a person to soar. But without that level of emuna and bitachon in Yirat Shamayim, it's not just that simply the Chachma is not able to properly flourish and express itself, but very literally it becomes a liability. And he writes that's exactly the mashal of the Mishnah, that if a person has Chachma, but it's not correspondent, it's not consistent with that which he does in Avodas Hashem, the Chachma is not an asset. The Chachma is a liability, comparable to that tree that there's no way can it survive when it's so top-heavy, it's just going to topple because it's not properly entrenched, it's not properly rooted. And the Chassid Yavetz writes, he went from city to city to convey this message because he was struck at the fact that the Amei Aretz without Chachma, they were Moser Nefesh, and intellectuals who had the Chachma, but they were missing something that is very, very basic. They were the ones who somehow were not able to be Moser Nefesh L'man Kedushas Hashem. That means that if a person is entitled to a certain level of Chachma or a sense of the Tosefes Kedusha, you have to recognize that it means that it has to diffuse. It has to be all-encompassing. It has to be something that manifests itself, not only in terms of a person's knowledge, but even in terms of a person's Yirat Shamayim as well. And then I would suggest as one of the fundamental lessons of the very beginning of Parshas Emor. You know, the Torah tells us the model of the Kohen. The Kohen obviously has a Tosefes Kedusha. And if I were to ask you that, where do you see that this is true? The Tosefes Kedusha of the Kohen, it's very simple. Lenefesh, lo yitama ba'amav. A Kohen has mitzvos yiseros. A Kohen has additional mitzvos. A Kohen has additional yisurim. And all of those mitzvos yiseros point to the Tosefes Kedusha of the Kohen. Undeniable. But what's striking is as follows. When the Torah lists the indicators of the Kedusha of the Kohen, the Torah tells us, that you know what? The Kohen is not allowed to inappropriately remove the Pesach Zakah. And isn't the Kasha obvious? No? If you're talking about mitzvos that are dependent on Kahuna, I understand. That's an indicator of the Tosefes Kedusha of the Kohen. Ufaza kanam layalechu is not only true of a Kohen. It's true of a Kohen, it's true of a Levi, it's true of a Yisrael. That is not a unique mitzvah of the Kohen, but that is a shared mitzvah. And you cannot help but wonder that why in fact is this written? When you look in the Haftorah, you understand you're a Kohen. After all, Mevelo, Treflo, Yoflo, Akonim. Be careful about Machalos Asuros. Of course, be careful about Machalos Asuros. Every member of Klal Yisrael has to be careful about Machalos Asuros. Why would the Pasuk highlight these examples of a Tosefes Kedusha? So when you look at the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Hey, a technical sugya, but the Gemara is something which is stunning. The Gemara is dealing, as you know, with the sugya of Esed Ocholosase, and the Gemara suggests that maybe one of the sources of Esed Ocholosase to be the Tahara of a Metzora, because Giluach is necessary. Giluach involves violating Yisurim. After all, you're not allowed to remove the Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZakon, but yet the Metzora is obligated to do so. So can't you derive from there that the Torah Sametzora is a mitzvah can override Yisurei Torah? A possibility of a makor of Esed Ocholosase. But in that context, the Gemara writes the following, but wait a second. What happens if a Kohen is a Metzora? He also has to engage in Giluach. And there the Gemara is bothered that now, Giluach for a Kohen is not just a lav. Giluach for a Kohen is a lav and an essay. Kadoshim Yilu Kehen. It's a lav and an essay. And we typically assume, ooh, today is on Tosas, why, that ain essay, docholosa save essay. So how is it possible for a Kohen as a Metzora to engage in Giluach? Isn't that a violation of ein essay docholosa save essay? The Gemara answers the book. It's an lav shenu shavu b'kol. When it comes to a Kohen, maybe indeed that's fine. A lengthy Tosas of what exactly that means throughout Shas. Okay, but you see from that sugya something incredible. That you can have a shared aveira, an aveira that applies to a Kohen, a Levi in Israel, but nonetheless, even though it's shared, it's an Isser Chamur, it's an Avera Chamura if the Kohen does it. If the Kohen does it. For a Yisrael to engage in Giluach is a lav. For a Kohen to do so, it's a lav and an essay. In other words, that the Kedusha of the Kohen is not only obvious in the mitzvos that are unique to the Kohen, but the fact that a Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha, Vaharaya the mitzvos Yiseras, that means that the shared Isurim are elevated as well. And therefore the Torah goes out of its way and tells us that you're a Kohen, you have to be exceedingly careful. You're a Kohen, be very careful about Machalos Asuros. What does that have to do with Kedusha HaKohen? Because the higher you are, the Kedusha of the Kohen, it means there's a greater degree of responsibility and culpability even for shared Yisurim as well. I would suggest that that's part of that Musar Haskel of the Chassid Yavetz. You have to realize that if a person is Zochet too, the bar is raised. And therefore even the shared Yisurim are considered to be much, much more chamor. The potential for Chil Hashem, Rachman al-Islam, of a Ben Torah, who supposedly is being Kona Chachma, is far, far greater than that of others, by virtue of the fact that, and you have to recognize that the Chachma Satorah that we worked on, and hopefully we're Kona, is not only impactful in terms of the Sugya, or in terms of the Esek Torah, but it must be Kedushin Dehazayin, Venishata, Kedusheh Bekula. It has to be something that spreads. It has to be something that diffuses. It has to be something that's impactful in everything that you do. There's no compartmentalization when it comes to the Torah Sashem, that I can excel here and I can be deficient there. But you have to recognize holistically in every aspect of Avodah Sashem, even that which is shared. You have to make sure that you're a Ben Yeshiva, you're a Ben Torah, the bar is raised, and therefore the measure of Ben Anon Lechaveru and Ben Anon Lamalkom and the potential for Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, is considered to be that much greater. I don't have to tell you that for us, that's part of the mission statement of our Yeshiva, and that is that everything that you touch, you have to interact with as being a Ben Torah, that the Chachma has to affect much more than the limited Chachma, but rather has to be impactful in terms of Avas HaTorah and Yirat Shamayim, and that's something they have to work on constantly, and especially during the Yemei HaSfira, where after all, these are times that we ready ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah itself. I would just add that the Baruch Hashem that many of you are here because of the generosity of the yeshiva, of the institution, of those who have helped with the finances to see to it that your education was affordable. Because scholarshiping goes a long, long, long way. Many of you would not be here if somehow that would not be our approach. And just as you're the beneficiaries of, if you can be partners with us and see to it that funds are raised to be able to help others, allow others to benefit from Baruch Hashem, what you're currently benefiting from, that would be exceedingly, exceedingly helpful. So as you know, that tomorrow we have a special campaign to try to raise funds in order to allow others to reap the benefits that you have reaped in being here. And I would just urge you that with a sense of commitment, with a sense of passion and seriousness, to seek to do what you can, that Bezras Hashem, that this, which I think is the hallmark, the mission of our yeshiva, can be transmitted not only to the current Talmidim, but to other Talmidim as well. Aside from the campaign, just simply in terms of Avas HaTorah, Yiras Shamayim, that recognize that through your Esek, the Torah, throughout the day, the bar is raised. The expectations are much, much higher, much, much greater. And therefore, the Chachma means you have to constantly make sure that everything that you do is rooted in profound Avas Hashem, in profound Yiras Shamayim, and therefore that will be symmetrical, there'll be an absolute balance, and the beautiful anafim that we develop will be perfectly rooted in rich, rigorous soil, in order to see to it that Bezras Hashem, Vesiyata Deshmaya, you continue to flourish as wonderful benedictus.